not sure 89 was ever going to keep us in the game. So, yeah, certainly the top order. I think 2020, all the stats we look at, you want your top four or five batsmen batting most of the innings. So to be four down at the seven or eight over mark, we were certainly behind the game. We learned a lot about the wicket, but we certainly, I think, already knew that Pakistan were going to be very competitive in this format of the game, and they played very well. Yeah, they have. Yeah, the spinners are outstanding. And on the back of the one-day tournament, their spinners were certainly the key to their bowling, and our quicks were probably the key to ours. So it's a work in progress. You know, it's going to be a real key, the way we play spin and the way we play spin heading into the World Cup too. So we're working on it. And I guess in terms of the World Cup, there's no better practice than playing against the world-class spinners that Pakistan have in these three games. Yeah, well, it was a little slow. It's just a new ground for a lot of guys, I guess. So it was a little slow. It probably turned more than the one day has had. And by no means is that an excuse for the way we batted or a cop-out. I mean, we learnt, if we'd got 180, we would have learnt a lot about the wicket too. So that's no excuse for the way we batted. But I guess it's just a line to try and take a positive out of it. You know, going into game two, we'll hopefully be a lot more aware of the wicket and hopefully play a lot better on it. No, not necessarily. I mean, I think their quicks got plenty of wickets tonight too. We just got out. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's the sort of wicket. I think 140 is about the par score here in 2020 games, so it's not a high-scoring venue. We perhaps went out with the idea that we could probably score 160, whereas I think if you go out a little more conservatively, then perhaps try and keep a few more wickets back end, you can probably try and do a bit more damage there. But, if I could say there was one thing, the reason why we got bowled out for 89, we'd try and rectify it straight away, but it's just one of those things. Hopefully just a bad performance and one that you won't see again. Oh, absolutely. You'd like a nicer stand. That's one of the challenges is when you do lose a couple of early wickets, particularly in this format, because you don't have that much time to regroup, and you do get caught between that balance of trying to keep the run rate up and keep attacking the bowlers whilst not wanting to lose too many wickets. And it was a little stand and certainly not big enough. And just as we were, I guess, starting to get a little bit of momentum, we lost Davey and then lost Dave straight after me straight after. We just never got momentum, never got a partnership big enough to gather any momentum back off the Pakistanis and launch an assault. Oh, no, I certainly think they bowled very well. But we knew that a couple of the bowlers they brought into the attack, I think Umar Gul's a world-class bowler, particularly in T20. So that's a huge addition. Sahail Tanvir's missed the last one day, so he's pretty fresh as well. So I think they bowled very well. I'm not sure they were any more or aggressive, and I certainly don't think we took them lightly or assumed it was going to be a weak attack. We're very aware that Pakistan are a very, very strong side. No, they bowled well, and I guess being under that wicket pressure, having lost the early wickets, the balance of the risk of going for the boundaries versus losing another wicket, that was something that we weighed up and probably erred on the side of caution. It'd be nice to, I guess the balance, and when you're batting well, it's nice to be able to find those boundaries whilst still rotating the strike. So full credit to Pakistan's bowlers. I certainly don't think they gave us any freebies at any stage. Well, that's a balance. That second part of your question, that's a balance that you need to work out in the middle. And ideally, as a batting pair, you find your boundaries quite naturally through good cricket shots, and you don't have to force the issue too much. You can gather momentum there. I think the way Pakistan were bowling quite well, so the way we had to do it was to try and force the field, hit ones and twos as well as we can, and try and put a little bit of pressure on them that way. But as I said, every time that we felt even if we gained a tiny bit of momentum, we gave it back by losing a wicket. So, that's one of the beauties of 2020, I guess, is that you're always fighting that battle. Do you go hard at the risk of losing the wicket, or do you try and consolidate? And that's the battle from game to game. And as I said, full credit to Pakistan. They made it very difficult for us today, and we certainly lost that battle. Sorry, and the rankings, I don't know how they worked out. I'm not sure. It's tough. A lot of the series we play are two-match series, so a lot of the series end up 1-1. You win one, you lose one. That's 2020. It seems to go that way a lot when teams are very even. So, to be honest, I think rankings are rankings. Deal with them however you like and handle them however you like. But I know every team's gearing up for a tournament.